Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, Guide to Financial Freedom, written by Robert T. Kiyosaki. About the author: Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, the international runaway bestseller that has held the top spot on the New York Times bestsellers list for over 6 years. He's an investor, entrepreneur, and educator whose perspective on money and investing fly in the face of conventional wisdom. He has virtually single-handedly challenged and changed the ways tens of millions around the world think about money. In communicating his point of view on why old advice, which is, you know, get a good job, save money, get out of debt, invest in the long term and diversify, is bad. Both obsolete and flawed advice. Robert has earned a reputation for straight talk, irreverence and courage. Rich Dad Poor Dad ranks as the longest running bestseller on all four of the list that report to Publishers Weekly, which is the New York Times, Business Week, the Wall Street Journal and the USA Today. And it was named USA Today's number one money book, which was 2 years in a row. It is the third longest running how-to bestsellers of all time. Translated in 51 languages and available in 109 countries, the Rich Dad series has sold over 27 million copies worldwide and has dominated bestseller lists across Asia, Australia, South America, Mexico, Europe. In 2005, Robert was induced into Amazon.com Hall of Fame as one of the booksellers top 25 authors. Now, there are currently 26 books in the Rich Dad series. In 2006, Robert teamed up with Donald Trump to co-author Why We Want You to Be Rich, Two Men, One Message. Robert Kiyosaki is a fourth generation American Japanese. After graduating from college in New York, Robert joined the Marine Corps and served in Vietnam as an officer and a helicopter gunship pilot. Following the war, Robert went out to work in the sales for Xerox Corporation and in 1977 started a company that brought the first nylon and Velcro surfer wallets to the market. He founded an international educational company in 1985 that taught business and investing to tens of thousands of students in the world. In 1994, Robert sold his business and through his investments was able to retire. This is very important. Through his investments, he was able to retire at the age 47. During his long but short-lived retirement, not long in fact, during his short-lived retirement, he wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. This book, The Cash Flow Quadrant, basically categorizes people into four quadrants based on their respective financial intelligence levels. Also, notice there is a correlation between all these four types of quadrants. And what are these four types of quadrants? Well, these quadrants are quadrant one, employee; quadrant two, self-employed; quadrant three, which is business owner; and quadrant four is investor. Now let's understand each of these quadrant one by one. Quadrant one, employee, the E's, that's how he calls them. Now these are the employees who work for a company for most of their life and are dependent on their salary and bonuses. These people get into serious trouble in case there is a job loss or economic downturn or their employer shuts office or changes business strategy. Most of the people are employees and observe it as the secured and the only way to earn a livelihood and grow in their careers professionally as well as financially. Quadrant 2, these are self-employed people. Self-employed are those who do not work for their employers but work for their own businesses. In case of economic turmoil, however, they may struggle to find a job or keep their business steady. They solely depend on their clients and still pay pretty heavy taxes. However, they are not under constant supervision of their boss or employer. Quadrant 3. These are business people, business person. They are the business owners who create a system of making money, which is like a well-oiled machinery. They are the people who have developed the skill to run their business by employing other people. They are in a better position to pay fewer taxes, write off business expenses, and take advantage of the changes in the economy. Their system or process keeps their cash flow happening even when they are not actively involved in running their business full time. They also have an advantage to hire more skillful and capable employees to scale up their production, expansion, and cash flow. And finally, the quadrant 4. Quadrant 4 are investors. The investors who are in quadrant 4, they are the people who achieve financial security. They make their money work for them by investing in stocks, real estate, bonds, and other dividend paying assets. The real goal is to actually stop working and earn enough and more cash flows from their investments so that they can afford their expenses from their investment income alone. Each individual can be a part of all these four quadrants, but the main income or the main aim actually should be to save money, invest wisely, and then finally attain the financial freedom. Thank you very much.